Leading up to the 2020 election, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla Chan made a massive donation, hundreds of millions of dollars, to help run voting during the pandemic. Voting officials across the country say that money saved their elections in 2020. But now, more than a dozen states have passed laws banning similar donations in the future. NPR's Miles Parks covers voting, and he joins us now. Hi, Miles.
Hi, Kelsey.
So, about these donations, where exactly did all this money go?
So, just for context, funding has been an issue in elections for years. A recent MIT study found that the U.S. spends roughly the same amount of money on elections every year as it does maintaining parking facilities. Mm. So the pandemic only exacerbated this problem that already existed and created all of these new needs, you know, ramping up vote-by-mail systems, needing to make in-person voting safer. And while Congress did send some money at the onset of the pandemic to support election officials, it didn't send any more after the primaries, which is where Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla Chan stepped in to help. I should note here that Meta, the company Zuckerberg founded, pays to license NPR content, and it's also worth noting that while Zuckerberg is credited with helping these election officials, the company he founded, Facebook, has been heavily criticized for harming democracy, for allowing misinformation to flourish.
Okay, so these two gave hundreds of millions of dollars to supporting voting, but donations like this are now being outlawed in a bunch of Republican-led states. So why is that happening now?
So, like, basically, every aspect of the 2020 election, these donations have become the source of a lot of conspiracy theorizing. Republicans have alleged that the donated money gave Zuckerberg some sort of ability to interfere in the election in favor of Democrats and Joe Biden. There's no evidence that that's the case. It is the case that a lot of this money was spent helping counties expand their vote-by-mail efforts and generally helping voting access, which doesn't necessarily favor Democrats, even if people like former President Trump, you know, have consistently claimed that it does. In Philadelphia, for instance, the city used some of the money to buy machines that would help them sort their hundreds of thousands of mail ballots by ward and precinct. And I talked to Al Schmidt, who's a Republican and former election commissioner in Philadelphia, about the money.
I know the benefit that that funding provided, and I cannot comprehend what a mess the 2020 election would have been if we did not have the equipment that we were able to purchase.
But now, in more than a dozen states across the country, donations like this will not be allowed in future elections.
Okay, but elections are a government function. Shouldn't they be funded by the government?
I think most people would agree with that. What's interesting here is that that includes the people who were involved with these private donations, the voting officials who accepted them, the group that helped Zuckerberg dole them out, and even Zuckerberg himself. They all agree this is probably not how elections should work. It's a lot cleaner perception-wise if the government pays for every aspect of voting, especially at a time when confidence in American elections has been on the decline. But these bans aren't coming with any new consistent funding structures. I talked about that with Tiana Epps Johnson, who runs the Center for Tech and Civic Life, which is the nonprofit that helped Zuckerberg distribute the donations.
While legislatures have been taking up the issue of banning the ability to supplement election departments' budgets, they haven't, at the same time, made sure to address the underlying issue that made our work necessary in the first place.
All right, Congress did pass a spending bill recently. So did they have any new money here, or did they include elections?
It did, roughly $75 million. But it's worth noting that a recent report found that to modernize and run elections in the U.S. would cost, you know, something like $50 billion. So election officials generally have kind of scoffed at that number.
NPR's Miles Parks, thanks so much.
Thank you.